He will then hold a hearing to determine how to proceed with giving notice to the class. The class will be advised about the settlement and the details of the settlement and the fact that the attorneys have applied for an attorney's fee as a portion of the money should be paid in an attorney's fee. The court will then hold a fairness hearing at some point in the future after notice has been given, and anyone who's a member of the class will have an opportunity to object to the fairness of the settlement. Even if there are no objections, then the court will still have to independently determine whether or not the settlement I've proposed and the parties have agreed to is fair.
And when you say class, that's the workers in Jefferson County.
In this case, it's the individuals who paid the occupational tax who are getting a portion of the getting a refund.
You've said that the class would receive notification of this hearing. What form would that come in?
I do not know. That's for the court to decide. It's fairly typical for class members, if they're known by individual identity, to be notified directly. In this case, I don't know what information is available. It may well be that employers are notified and that there's some public notice in the newspaper.
Well, I want to ask specifically about the lawyer's fee, because that has gotten some attention in local media over the last few days, that the lawyers could get as much as 35% of the settlement. Is that set in stone?
Let me say two things. One, no fee is ever set in stone. In a class action proceeding, the court determines what the fee will be. And so what you've apparently heard or read has to do with what the attorneys applied for. Ultimately, the court will consider whether or not that's a fair fee. Nothing is set in stone at this point in time. Number two, the attorney's fee was not the focus of our mediation. It was not negotiated or debated or in any way involved in our negotiation. That is a separate matter for the court to determine using the process that I just described.
Can you say what a typical taxpayer might receive when all is said and done?
I'd be glad to tell you if I knew, but I'm not the right one to ask.
Do you have an idea of what the timeline looks going ahead?
The court will set a schedule, and I don't know what schedule he will set, but I know Judge Raines well enough to know he'll move it forward as quickly as he can and expeditiously. But I would anticipate that he would set a fairness hearing sometime this fall. Once that occurs, depending upon whether there are any appeals from whatever ruling he makes at that fairness hearing, taxpayers could start receiving refunds promptly thereafter.